purity
continued.
In Christ we pray that our children and their people will continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and they are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which they heard, which was preached to every creature under heaven, and they who once were alienated and enemies in their mind by wicked works, he will reconcile in the body of his flesh through death, to present them holy and blameless and irreproachable in his sight. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. Therefore, having these promises, let our beloved children cleanse themselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that they should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardening of their heart. In Christ we pray that our children and their family will learn Christ, hear him, and be taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, so that they put off concerning their former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of their mind, and that they put on the new man which was created according to God in righteousness and true holiness. Therefore, in Christ we pray that they and their people put off the works of the flesh which are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, backbiting, whisperings, conceits, tumults, envy, murders, drunkenness, reveries, and the like. Those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among them in their house, as is fitting for saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. Therefore put to death their members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For this is the will of God, their sanctification, that they should abstain from sexual immorality, that each of them should know how to possess their own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in passion of lust. For God did not call them to uncleanness, but in holiness. Therefore, they who rejects this does not reject man, but God, who has also given his Holy Spirit. Therefore, let our children and their family cleanse themselves from the latter, then they will be a vessel of honor, sanctified and useful for the Master, prepared for every good work. May our children and their people draw near to God, and he will draw near to them. In Christ we pray that they and their family will earnestly seek God and make their supplication to the Almighty. Be pure and upright, and surely he will awake for them and prosper their rightful habitation. Though their beginning is small, yet their latter end will increase abundantly. Let them and their people cleanse their hands where they have sinned, and purify their hearts where they have been double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let their laughter be turned to mourning and their joy to gloom. Humble themselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift them up. The Lord knows how to deliver the godly, our children, out of temptations. Let our children and their family walk in the light as he, Jesus Christ, our Lord, is in the light. Then they will have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, will cleanse them and their house from all sin. Let them be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife, our children and their house included, is making herself ready. And to our children and their people it is granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is their righteous acts. It is written, "Blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb." These are the true sayings of God. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and lift them up, you everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. Selah. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify our children completely, and may their whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of their faith, in Christ we pray that our children and their family will do all things without murmuring and disputing, behaving devoutly and justly and blamelessly, walking worthy of God who calls them into his own kingdom and glory, that they may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom they shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in him. Let our children and their people cleanse their way by taking heed according to his word and loving it. May they and their people seek the Lord with their whole heart. Let them not wander from his commandments. Instead, may our children and their family hide his word in their heart, that they may not sin against God. Bless his Lord, and we plead with him to teach our children and their house his statutes, so that they and their entire house will walk the road called the highway of holiness, and they shall not go astray. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will set in order that which is lacking in their house, that our children and their people be blameless as a steward of God, proved, keeping themselves unspotted from the world, reverent, not being puffed up with pride, not self-willed or presumptuous, not quick-tempered, but be temperate, not given to wine, sober-minded, patient, of good behavior, not violent, not greedy for money, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not covetous, but hospitable, providing for their own, well-reported for good works, a lover of what is good, sober-minded, just, holy, self-controlled, faithful to their spouse, having faithful children, not accused of dissipation or insubordination, one who rules their own house well, having their children in submission with all reverence, able to teach, holding fast the faithful word, holding the mystery of the faith with a pure conscience, that they may be able, by sound doctrine, both to exhort and to convict those who contradict, in humility correcting those who are in opposition. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will keep themselves from their iniquity, fleeing youthful lusts, not being enticed, drawn away, or tempted to share in other people's sins by their own desires, not loving the things of the world, avoiding foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife, nor doing anything by which their brother stumbles, or is offended, or is made weak, keeping themselves pure, being marked a blameless and upright person, for then their future is peace. They will dwell in the land of God and remain in it. Their righteousness will keep them and direct their way. Let our children and their people pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart and walk blamelessly, inheriting the good things of life, being blameless in their ways, being righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, their heart being blameless regarding his statutes, hoping in the word, presenting their members as slaves of righteousness for holiness, and be God's delight. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Therefore, beloved, we plead with them to be found by him, Jesus Christ, in peace, without spot, blameless, and upright, one who fears God and shuns evil. In Christ we thank our God always concerning our children for the grace of God which was given to them by Christ Jesus, that they were enriched in everything by him in all utterance and all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in them, so that they come short in no gift, eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will also confirm them to the end, that they may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom they were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And may the Lord make them increase and abound in love to one another and to all, so that he may establish their hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. In the name of Jesus Christ, abiding in Him and one with Him, we urge our children in the sight of God who gives life to all things, and before Christ Jesus, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, to fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life to which they were also called, and confess the good confession in the presence of many witnesses, and that they keep this commandment without spot, blameless, until our Lord Jesus Christ's appearing, which He will manifest in His own time, He who is blessed and the only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, dwelling in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, to whom be honor and everlasting power. In the name of Jesus Christ, He Himself is their peace. May God choose their children and their family and cause them to approach Him, that they may dwell in His courts, that they and their people will be satisfied with the goodness of Him, of His holy temple. Let them and their people be continually in the temple praising God, being in the fullness of the gospel of Christ, being in communion of the blood of Christ and communion of the body of Christ, entering into the covenant of Christ, drinking from the pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb, receiving the pure oil of the Holy Spirit to cause their lamp to burn continually, bringing an offering in a clean vessel into the house of the Lord. I beseech our children, therefore, by the mercies of God, that they present their bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is their reasonable service, coming to Him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious. They also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Bring all their house for an offering to the Lord. Therefore, let our children and their house offer sacrifices of joy in His tabernacle. Yes, let them and their people sing praises to the Lord. Therefore, by Him, Jesus Christ, let them and their house continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of their lips, giving thanks to His name. But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Let them give such things as they have, a sweet-smelling aroma, and an acceptable sacrifice well-pleasing to God. May they and their people be poured out as a drink offering on the sacrifice and service of faith to others, walking in love, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. In Christ we pray, from the rising of the sun, even to its going down, His name shall be great among their people, and in every place their prayers shall be offered to His name, and a pure offering for His name shall be great in their house. The Lord will go before them, and the God of Israel will be their rear guard. As for God, His way is perfect, the word of the Lord is proven. The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. You shall keep them, O Lord, you shall preserve them from this generation forever. We will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth. For you, O Lord, have magnified your word above all your name. His word is spirit, and it gives life. He is a shield to all who trust in him. For who is God except the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? It is God who arms them with strength and makes their way perfect. In Christ, abiding in him and one with him, our hearts are overflowing with love for our children and their people. They are His own special people, chosen by God and precious, a special treasure to God and very precious to us. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father and one with them, in truth and in faith, we sanctify our children and their entire bloodline, their nation and all of their people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify their time so that they will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit, and we sanctify their space by the overpowering presence of God who has made His home in them. Now may the God of peace Himself sanctify them completely, and may their whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Christ we pray that our children and their nation, in one accord, will pray for the peace of Jerusalem. For it is written, may they prosper who love you. The Lord bless our children and their nation out of Zion, and may they see the good of Jerusalem all the days of their life. As kings and priests of the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we decree our children and their nation shall stand with Israel against the ungodly nations, for their shield belongs to the Lord and their King to the Holy One of Israel. We ask our Father in heaven all things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of the harvest, and receive all these things. Concerning this prayer of faith that we pray for our children and their house, we come into agreement with them, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. Being of one accord in prayer, we pray with confidence, for God's thoughts towards our children and their house are thoughts of peace, to give them a future and a hope. As a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear His name, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to our children and their descendants according to His word, and what we have asked shall be given to them and their house. In Him who is true, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all His saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, "My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips," says the Lord God Almighty. Psalms 89:34. God is watching over His word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. "And it shall not return to Him void, but it shall accomplish His purpose and succeed in the thing for which He sent it." Isaiah 55:11. The Lord gives voice before His army, for His camp is very great. For strong is the one who executes His word. Joel 2:11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of His heart to all generations. Psalms 33:1. It shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. Joel 2:32. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. Malachi 1:11. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us, that He might purify for Himself His own special people zealous for good works, believing that our children, their descendants, and their nation receive all we ask for them, knowing that it is the will of God, and He hears us. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of Your name to all generations. For Yours, O Lord, is the glory, and the power, and the kingdom forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. Behold, the man whose name is the branch, Jesus the Christ. From His place He shall branch out, and He shall build the temple of the Lord. Yes, He shall build the temple of the Lord. He shall bear the glory, and shall sit and rule on His throne. So He shall be a priest on His throne, and the council of peace shall be between Him and our children. For Yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. By the blood of the everlasting covenant, in the awesome name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, we activate these prophetic scriptures in the lives of our children. These things, says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of creation of God. Amen. For all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, amen, to the glory of God.